Ever since the election, Democrats have been asking whether Hillary Clinton did enough to reach out to white working class voters. The New York Times reported last week on a meeting of Democrats from the middle of the country who are trying to double down on economic issues and the middle class. And Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders expressed frustration about the party's outreach on CBS This Morning last month.
I come from the white working class, and I am deeply humiliated that the Democratic Party cannot talk to the people from where I came from. The Democratic Party has got to stand with the working people of this country.
But our next guest says that Clinton did not actually ignore the working class. She lost for other reasons. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. He joins us from New York. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Jeremy.
So you write that it is a dangerous myth that Clinton ignored the working class. Explain.
I do think that there is this fairly prominent post-election narrative that you heard right there from Bernie Sanders, which is that she lost because she ignored this group of people, the working class. And there are at least two levels where I object to the narrative. First, the working class is sometimes conflated with the white working class, but lower-income Americans are disproportionately black and Hispanic, two groups that Hillary won by wide margins. So when Clinton is talking about immigration and Black Lives Matter and other issues that some people consider to be, quote, identity politics, end quote, I do think that she's talking about the lives and the economic lives, the economic welfare of the working class. Second, I am surprised by the idea that she didn't talk about jobs for lower-income Americans, because I had watched so many speeches where she did talk about jobs for working and middle-class Americans, did so really in great, sometimes nerdish detail, which is why I do agree with the argument that maybe the message wasn't as finely honed and simple as Make America Great Again. But this idea that she ignored this group entirely, I think, is a little bit off base.
And what about the comments that got her into trouble when it comes to the white working class? Specifically, she was criticized for saying in March that she would put coal miners out of business. She apologized and said she was taken out of context. Let's listen to a little bit of what she said, and this includes the comments afterwards that are usually left out of this clip.
I'm the only candidate which has a policy about how to bring economic opportunity using clean, renewable energy as the key into coal country, because we're going to put a lot of coal miners and coal companies out of business. Right, Tim? And we're going to make it clear that we don't want to forget those people. Those people labored in those mines for generations, losing their health, often losing their lives to turn on our lights and power our factories. Now we've got to move.
So, as you know, the clip that we usually hear from that is, we're going to put a lot of coal miners out of business. And obviously that wasn't the full context of what she was saying. But she did get into trouble for that, and also for the basket of deplorables comment. Did that specifically alienate white working class voters, or you don't believe that it did?
Well, to a certain extent, of course, the messages that the candidates put out are mediated by the media, right? So when Hillary Clinton says something like, we're going to put a lot of coal miners out of business, but then retrain them and put them back into business with clean, renewable energy jobs. Look, on the one hand, I do think that she's talking about work opportunities for the middle class, for the working class. But I can see how the soundbite and how the message itself could be construed to say we're essentially just going to destroy these companies. I would say, though, that, look, you know, we focus sometimes on coal mines and steel workers as if these are the only jobs left in America. I just looked this up. There are 83,000 coal miners in America. There are 64,000 steel workers. That's a lot of people, okay? But there are 160 million workers in this country. The fastest growing jobs are jobs like home health care aide and personal care aide and nurse assistant that you don't hear a lot on the campaign trail. You don't have a lot of sound bites about nursing assistants. But this is where the vast majority of Americans are working, are in the kind of service sector jobs that this country is moving toward and that don't often get the same appreciation from candidates. And I do think that she spoke to these sort of jobs. She spoke about the jobs themselves and how to support them by helping, you know, working mothers and working fathers with the children that they're having. So, again, I think the actual story here is a little bit more complex than the sound bites we're most familiar with.
So what is the reason that Clinton lost, in your view?
You know, I think that something very complicated is going on. I think we're living in a country with rising diversity, rising income inequality, and rising need for redistribution. And the combination of these forces, I think, makes for, as I said, for The Atlantic, a rather unstable and unpredictable system. Because here's what happens. Here's what we've seen in other countries. You have countries that are often majority white that'll pass redistribution policies, welfare states, in countries where white, where the rich white and the poor white look really similar, and so empathy is easier to come by. But then we also see that as the lower class becomes more diverse, as you get more Muslims, more blacks, more Hispanics in that country, you tend to have less support for redistribution policies. It's as if when all this money is going to poorer groups of people, the white rich only want to distribute this. The poor rich only want it distributed if people who look like them are benefiting. So I do think that this – that for many liberals and people who consider themselves to the left of liberals, leftists, what they want for America is something like pluralist social democracy, something like Northern European public policy combined with a celebration of diversity. But the scary thing is that these two things – there's really been no effective advocate for this very complex thing, a pluralist social democracy. And I think that is what got Hillary Clinton.
That's Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. We'll link you to his piece at hereandnow.org.